This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Do I get a five balling on bangers? If so, it's trousers down. Our best bits from Live Lounge Month and our show this week. And I think we found a cure for the common cold. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Another massive week on the show. Rudimental and James Arthur performed for Clara. Then James paid us a visit and we put the speech jammer on his phone call to Ella Henderson. They're about to go on tour together. It's a slight delay in your headphones, but really messes up your brain and your voice. Take a listen.
You can't have any water in your dressing room.
I can't have what?
You can't have any water in your dressing room because if you're hydrated, you're going to out... Shine me.
One. Royal Blood came in after their live lounge, and I found out they love the theme tune to Emmerdale. And they played our game, The Golden Shot. Where else would you hear a super cool rock band like Royal Blood listing their favourite cheeses?
Edam, Brie, Stilton,
Cheddar,
Wensleydale,
Baby Bells.
Red Leicester.
And Anne-Marie, who is my tune of the week, came in to learn some of our listeners' regional variations of her favourite phrase, you mug.
So squinny is basically someone who moans a lot or complains a lot. You can do a variation, so you can do you squin bag.
I love this.
Can it be you squin?
Yeah, you yes. Squin.
Right, let's try that.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me. You squin.
That's been our show this week.
Scott Mills.
After 2:30, am I going to be five balled on bangers?
Genuine stress for you. In fact, I've sensed a bit of animosity from when you first turned up today, because I know this bangers thing is over your head and you don't want to go trousers down.
I don't want to take my trousers down, really. But I am wearing good pants today. Not allowed to even think about that.
I know. And I know how much it will annoy you that you've had to think about that.
2:40, bangers. And then at 3, we found a cure for the common cold. That's all coming up. Now, though, Instant Dragon's Den. Hello, Lydia.
Hi.
Are you an entrepreneur?
A little, yeah. Well, it just came to me one day.
So you've got an idea for Deborah Meaden?
I have, yes. And it's so exciting.
And when was the moment you thought of this idea?
It was a Sunday afternoon, just sat in the garden, a few beers, being a bit silly.
Yeah, my best ideas come after a few beers.
Yeah. Of course.
Are you confident that Mrs. Mead will like it?
I'm positive. She's going to love it, yeah.
Ever considered going on the actual TV show?
No.
Okay, well, this is much easier. This just cuts out all the hassle. I just put you straight through to her.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Another good point about this, Scott, about the service that you offer, is that you can wear what you want. You don't have to dress really formally.
No.
So I take it you're not in a suit right now?
Sort of. I'm in scrubs. I'm at work, but... Yeah, it's less pressure.
Oh, what's your job?
I'm a hygienist.
Oh, cool.
But I'm willing to give that up for this idea. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Don't jack it all in just yet.
Just whilst you're here, you understand all the teeth talk then. You know, like molar four.
D1, molar four.
1D.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Right, I'm going to put you through to Deborah Meaden's home phone after this.
Oh, my God, okay.
Scott Mills.
Hello. Hi, Deborah. It's Lydia here.
Sorry, say this again. Who is it?
Lydia.
Lydia. Do I know Lydia?
No, I've just... I think that we would be good to talk. I think we need to have a little chat. I've been put through by Scott Mills.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Is it a good time to talk now?
No, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah? So I've got this idea, like, and I think... You would be really impressed.
But far away.
So, how do you know when you go to the like fish and chip shop and you have, well, do you eat fish and chips?
Well, I used to have a fish and chip shop, so yes, absolutely.
Oh my God, this is perfect for you, then.
Okay, good start.
Yeah, well, I've come up with an invention that would solve the problem of having to put salt and vinegar on your chips. Like, it takes such a long time with so much effort. So I came up with... If the salt and the vinegar was together in the same, like, device with obviously different gradients on so you can set it perfectly, but you can just season your chips once. You don't have to put the vinegar down, pick the salt up, put the salt on, put it down.
Lydia, do you eat fish and chips?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Is it, how much hassle is it really to put the salt and vinegar on your chips? And also to be able to do it exactly as you want it, just by picking the salt up and just by picking the vinegar up?
Well, I did think about this, but then you see, like, if we thought about that realistically, like, there's not a problem. You don't know what you've got until you have it, and then you think, oh, how did I ever live without this before?
Yeah. Are you in business? Have you got any business background? Is this a, you know, do you want any money for it, or is it just an idea?
Well, I've currently got my mum on the production line at home, so I could do with a bit of money, yeah, just to
pay rent. Have you got a design for it?
Yeah, I've got a design, I've got the drawings, I've got a couple of prototypes actually, just masking taped up, a vinegar and a salt bottle together.
Right, Lydia, how much time have you spent on this?
Approximately half a day, a full day.
Oh, good. I'm really glad about that. And did you want any money?
Yeah, something like, it'd be nice to have a couple of holidays, like, you have like 27 mil, maybe?
Say again, how much?
Probably like 27 mil or something, or probably
right.
A bit less.
Okay, all right. Do you know, Lydia, you see, I don't really know where to start. I am so glad that you have spent maximum of half a day on this, because it's a terrible idea. And honestly, you're not looking for investment. You were just looking maybe to run it past somebody. 27 million. Do you know how many noughts is on the end of 27 million? How much hard work that means?
Yeah, but think about all the millions that we could turn over with vinegar.
Yeah. No. Even using the word turnover isn't going to make me feel like you understand how it all works. So, Lydia, it's been lovely, lovely to talk to you. Can you please release your mother from the kitchen? Because this idea is not going to work. But thanks for calling, but I'm out.
All right, thank you.
How do you think that went, Nitz?
Yeah, I think it went really well. I think she was definitely going to use the idea. But
not credit you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so you now think that Devon Reading's going to steal that idea from you?
Yeah. Such a good idea. Why could you not want to go with it?
I respect your passion for it. Don't say that you spent half a day working an idea to a dragon, and don't ask for £27 million.
We didn't get this far in the conversation, but what's your invention called?
Vinegar.
Pardon?
Vinegar.
Vinegar.
Oh, you should have said that to her.
Oh, well, I got too carried away. Do you think that would have changed things?
No.
I suppose Sinigar's better than Vault, isn't it? You wouldn't put Vault on your chips.
Lydia, I'm afraid Mrs. Meadham was out there, but good one for trying.
Oh, thank you.
Good speech. You love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with, this is another reason I love the Twitter, obsessed by how people are really noticing how many mugs there are on the table on the Victoria Derbyshire show at the moment on BBC One of a morning.
What, I take it there's loads then?
There's so many. Like, it's like three per guest.
So is she just nailing coffee or something?
I think it must be, I reckon it's Tina, because she presents everything at the moment. She needs all the coffee. Because Tina Dehealy was the stand-in today for Victoria Derbyshire. And our very own Greg James was on, and our boss and Sarah Cox all talking about 50 years of Radio 1. So if you look at Twitter Moments the other day, there were two guests, six mugs on the table.
Mm.
Then when Greg and our boss and Sarah were on today, 10 mugs on the table.
Whoa.
And then when Tina was on her own today, standing in for Victoria, she wasn't with anyone. Three mugs all to herself.
So do you think this is some kind of tie-in she's got?
I don't know.
As in Tina Dehealy?
I don't know.
Or Tina Dehealy?
There's a lot of mugs going on.
There's different ways we can do this.
Then on Wednesday morning, a guest said, can I take one of these mugs home? And she was like, and apparently he went, no, we don't have many of them.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Well, Christopher, I've been very pleased with our Live Lounge month.
It's, I mean, look, you've got the Live Lounge there, world-class artists, world-class performances, and then often they come and visit us, and we've done some really fun stuff this month.
Yeah. Also, I think it's quite cool because, like, the Live Lounge is a big deal to all artists, doesn't matter how big they are. Jared Leto, so he was terrified of it. So, like, it's quite good of them to come in directly afterwards.
Yeah.
Because they're probably, like, on a real kind of, like, proper come down from the Live Lounge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't you think that's the perfect time to get them?
Exactly, that's why we did it. All been loads of fun, though. Rita Ora came in and we tested out our new honesty wheel on the show. It lands on a random question and you have to answer it. You have to. But then I forgot that we gave her one pass.
Who was the last person you had a naughty dream about?
Oh, gee. I just realised that I haven't used my pass yet.
Oh, no,
so
no, no, no.
I'm about
one.
To pass on
not
this.
Not on this one.
No, come on, Rita.
There you go. Save the best till last. Pass!
Also, that's a real big mistake.
Next time, no passes, right. Scott.
We found out that singing teachers love to question their subjects about their song. It's because of an old clip of Celebrity Fame Academy when Fern Cotton was learning how to sing with a singing teacher called Cary Grant. And Carrie's just shouting out questions about the song to get real emotion from Fern.
Watching bridges.
What am I?
Your driftwood floating on.
What angry?
Breaking into pieces.
That pain.
Pieces. Pieces.
That pain.
Good.
Just driftwood, hollow end of no.
What angry?
Waterfalls will find you.
Got the best out of Fern, though, didn't it, all those years ago? So I decided to kind of do the same approach, but with people that can really, really sing, like actual good pop stars, like Hannah from London Grammar. What's the matter with us?
I can see that you're giving up.
What does it mean to you?
It should not mean this much to me.
Okay, good. What does everyone else do?
And I don't know where the rest goes.
What does everybody tell you? Tell me.
Everybody's been telling me no.
I thought that one worked so well. We also did it with George Ezra.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
Sorry, what was that? Say again.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
Good. Who should I blame for the weather?
When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it on me.
If you were to wet yourself.
When I lose control and the veil's overused, blame it on me.
Good.
What you waiting?
Enjoy that.
As if you wet yourself.
Oh, yeah, and we made the script name all of their exes in 20 seconds.
Angie, Grania, Natasha, Sharon, Angie, Ulick.
Said Angie twice.
I said Angie twice.
It's two Angies.
Ulick?
Yeah, Ulick, yeah.
Ulick me face?
Yeah. No.
So much fun. Thank you very much to Rita and the script and to Hannah from London Grammar. And we had Stormzy in as well. And also George Ezra. So many, many good guests and good moments. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
20 minutes to bangers. Not going to lie, I'm nervous.
Yes. So 4-0 up to me in bangers. If it does get to 5-0, Scott, these were the rules that we agreed many months ago. If it's a 5-0, if it's a 5-balling, trousers down.
Well,
and
where does this go, this trousers down thing?
I've had to do it. Trousers down.
But where? In the studio?
Yeah. Well, it depends how brave you want to be. If you want to up it, we can say the whole office.
No.
I'll obviously put it on Instagram.
Right. That's what I was getting
That's
to.
What you mean. Yeah. What
right,
platform?
Who's going to see it?
Well, I don't know. What would you like? Live streamed on BBC One?
No, I'm good.
We got the power.
No, no. They're too busy with the 50th anniversary celebrations.
That's true. But you might win, in which case none of this happens.
Okay, good. I've got nice pants on, but no one wants to see that. So anyway, so bangers coming up. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. At the moment, it's 4-0.
Scott Mills.
It's so exciting, this. Everyone here as well. Just, it's really exciting, this, because it's tense.
Believe me, it's not.
No, because we're so close. But genuinely, it just needs this one decision to go right, and you will be pants down.
No, not right.
But you're trying
it's
to.
It's all about the song.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That is cheating.
We
can easily pull this feature.
No, why? But also, that's not cheating. Since when has it always been like, right, it's about technically what's the best song? You've always said you're not a music snob. This isn't about that. This is about one person
song.
Coming on, choosing what song they'd like to hear next on Radio 1. The fact that it could mean that your trousers come down and have to run around the studio in your pants and I'll put it on Instagram.
Nobody
shouldn't
wants
have
that.
Much to do with it.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello.
Can I just check that you're
Marcus.
Fair? Can I just check that you're fair and balanced? Otherwise, I can't continue with this call and we're going to have to go to another caller.
Yes.
Okay, well, could you swear to me that you are? I swear that I'm fair
Marcus,
and balanced.
Don't stress.
I'm turning you off. I swear that I'm fair and balanced.
I swear.
Unfair and balanced art. It's not very convincing, though, is it?
No, but you said it, so I've got that actually written down. So, so you're, pardon?
Put the mic on.
You're from Leamington Spa.
Yes.
And where are you going to be? Where are you going to be this weekend?
Well, I might either be in Butlins in Bognor Regis.
Right.
Or I might be going to watch Sunderland play Preston.
Oh, two options there. You've got options.
You're a man of options.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got two options here.
I think I prefer the football, to be honest.
Is that Butlins in Bognor, you say?
Yes, yeah.
The great news is I'm playing there in 3 weeks. So if you wanted to come down there, maybe... you know,
if you can get me tickets,
wow.
Don't make this part of it. It's literally
one phone call.
Don't make this. You can't. Surely this isn't allowed. He's off. And anyway, look. So, okay, right. I'm going to be honest here. So it's 4-0. I heard a rumor that very last minute in this game, you've decided to change your song.
Why would you not?
You realised you had something probably a little bit rubbish, and you've gone for something big, preempting it. I've also changed my song today.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's Friday. I imagine you've gone for a big Friday one. I've gone for one which I think would be the most suitable moment for you if you are trousers down.
Yeah.
Marcus, the decision you have today is huge.
Okay, here we go. This is my track. Piano, Eric Prydz. Imagine that in the VIP at Butlins. It'd be awesome.
It's a good song.
I can't promise.
It is a really good song. And what I had to do was preempt that you had a very big song. And I changed my Big Friday banger. And I thought, do you know what? If we're going to go for it, we go all out. We have a moment. We do this. My banger choice today is this. It's The Circle of Life from Lion King.
What are you on about?
Which could be phenomenal as Scott parades around the studio in just his pants. It will go on Instagram, it will be a moment. But Marcus, you have to make the decision here on Bangers.
It's up to you, Marcus. Me in my pants or me, you in a coffee and a roll in Bognor in a few weeks. Okay, go.
Should point out in Bognor there will be no pants since.
This is tough. Okay. Scott. That's a good song, but
remember,
Chris, yours is a proper throwback, that is.
Marcus, I've rolled the dice here, mate. I've really rolled the dice.
Okay, I've made my decision, and I'm going to go with... It's 5-0, Chris, it's you.
Come on! It's happened! Trousers down, Scott.
Don't bother going to Bognor, they won't let you in. Stop watching it.
Sorry, just...
Turn your phone off. Really bad, studio etiquette there.
Oh,
what a fitting way to celebrate 50 years of Radio 1. Me, with my trousers down.
To that song.
Finally.
To that song
The Circle
of
Life.
Oh, well done.
Oh.
We've just done the deed anyway whilst that was on. And
terrible.
It's not hard to find if you want to go find it.
No. Your Instagram, is it?
Yeah.
Not on mine.
No?
No. He wasn't fair and balanced, as a lot of people are saying. I know. We'll vet them better next time. Anyway, that's the first time that's happened for me. That's kind of weird.
Oh, it all feels really awkward. The moment where you were taking down your trousers behind me.
It's just weird.
It was a really uncomfortable moment, but it was also wonderful because 5-0 bangers, as I said in the video, circle of life, my friend.
Certainly.
Circle of life.
50 years.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we were talking about Muggate. That is, how many mugs are on the studio table at any one time on Victoria Derbyshire's show on BBC One? It's normally about 3 mugs to 1 guest. There is a great photo on Instagram at the moment and on Twitter of 3 guests and 10. That's right, 10 mugs on the studio table. Someone from the Victoria Derbyshire show has just actually brought us some of the mugs.
I know. How mad is that?
It's kind of really cheered me up after Pants Down.
Although, sort of feel you don't deserve the mug if you haven't been on the show. Or do you not think?
They've got hundreds.
Scott Mills.
That's Khalid, Young, Dumb and Broke, tonight on BBC Three.
Nice.
Really is, though, isn't it? Do you think he was watching BBC Three one day? As I love that as title for my track.
Was it ever a documentary? Do we know?
Probably.
Was it ever a show on BBC
Three? Well, there was a whole load of young ones, so like three-word ones for ages, weren't there? Like,
so chances are it's been done.
Young, Confused and Average, tonight on BBC Three. I'm Scott Mills. Right, so they were trying this out. I don't know whether you've seen this online. They were trying this out on BBC Breakfast this morning, and it's kind of been a story today. It's just to kind of help you not get horrible colds and flus and stomach bugs over the winter, because obviously winter is really coming.
Mm.
So what you're supposed to do is, how long do you wash your hands for after the loo or generally, would you say?
Yeah, it depends if we're being honest here.
How long do you
probably
think?
Not long enough. I get some soap on there and I'm probably there less than 10 seconds, I'd say.
Right, so they say to avoid like horrible things, you need to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Well, 20 seconds is the time they recommend. And you can do this by singing happy birthday to yourself twice while washing your hands with the soap or the antibac or whatever. So it's just happy birthday twice.
Mm.
Not the American version with all the bits added on, just the normal version that we use. And they did try this morning on BBC Breakfast with Naga Monchetti.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ash. Happy birthday to you. Keep going. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ash. Happy birthday to you.
Now, aside from the slightly embarrassing issue of the singing there, that did feel like an extremely long time to be washing hands, and much more than I think that most people would naturally do.
So they've already done that on BBC Breakfast this morning, just sing happy birthday twice. But we've got another idea. And we're going to get the help of one of our listeners. Hi, Dale.
Hello.
What do you do then?
I'm a student experience coordinator.
A student experience coordinator. Explain to me what that involves, please.
Planning student events, loads of fun things, making sure they have a good time while they're at uni.
All right, so you're the guy that makes sure that everyone has loads of lols at university.
That's the one, yeah.
Are you basically a freshers rep?
It has kind of been like that, yeah, the last few weeks.
Nice.
How's freshers been?
Yeah, really good. Best one we've had yet.
And whereabouts are you?
Manchester.
Okay. So you work in an office, do you?
Yep, in an office.
Dale, are you 100% healthy right now?
I am 100% healthy.
Feeling good?
Feeling very good.
Which is surprising, Friday. Really, because your job involves a lot of dealing with freshers. And as we all know, freshers, you know, they've got freshers flu.
Yeah.
And so you're very likely, because you're in close contact with the freshers, to pick up the flu.
Yeah, quite likely.
What about people in the office? Is there anyone sick in the office?
It's spreading.
Who's the person that you sit nearest to that's suffering at the moment?
Joe,
talk to me about Joe. Do you know Joe well?
Yeah, I know Joe really well. She sits opposite me, so can't really avoid her.
What's she got? Cold, flu?
Yeah, full cold, snotty nose.
Yeah, just all the signs. I mean, it is just cold.
Dale, I've got a foolproof way of making sure you do not catch any of the illness that's going around your office right now.
Please do share it.
In 1 second, I will need you to go to the nearest bathroom, okay?
Okay.
But first, I'm going to expose you to some germs.
Okay.
This is weird. Is Joe there now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, can you please go up to Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you instructions once you're there.
Okay, I'm there now.
Okay, say hi to Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
All right, could you maybe give Joe a high five?
Yeah, I'll give Joe a high five.
And maybe shake her hands and just congratulate her on doing an amazing job.
Congratulations on your job, you're doing really well.
Keep shaking the hand.
Shake hand.
Keep shaking the hand,
keep
yeah.
Shake the hand.
Keep shaking.
Okay.
Now put the hand you've just shaken up to your face.
Yep.
Done that?
Yep, done okay. that.
How well do you know Joe, do you say?
I've known her for a few years now.
Okay, would she mind if you touched her hair?
Would you mind if I touch her hair? I don't think so.
Okay, run your hands through her hair then.
Run my hands through her hair, yep. There we go.
Is Joe okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay, at this stage, Dale, you are now fully exposed. You are viral.
Probably not, okay. But yeah. But you've come into close contact with someone that's not that well right now.
No.
However, we've got a foolproof way of making sure you don't get it. Right, I'm going to play a song. If you wouldn't mind, head into the work bathroom right now, Dale, and I'll speak to you in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Colin in Glasgow. Good shout. That was the best show. Young, Dumb and Living Off Mum. Remember that one?
Yeah.
BBC Three classic, that one. Before the Chainsmokers, we asked a very healthy Dale to get as close as possible to his colleague Joe. Now, she is full cold at the moment, fully infected. So Dale got well up close to her. So technically, he's now viral. He's riddled. But we've got a foolproof way.
Riddled?
Maybe that's a bit much.
That's not right.
We've got a foolproof way to protect him. Dale, where are you now, please?
I'm in the bathroom.
In the bathroom now?
Yep.
As we said, we have a foolproof way of making sure you don't catch any of those germs that you're just exposed to, Dale, in your office, all right?
Okay.
So the way to do it is to wash your hands for exactly 20 seconds, and the way you can time that is by singing happy birthday to yourself twice.
Okay.
And if you do that, yeah, all the germs will go from your hands.
Because you've given them a thorough wash, you know?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Right, turn on the tap.
There we go. I've got the soap.
You've got the soap, okay. Sing it twice.
Happy birthday to me.
There you go. So, now that you've sung it twice, apparently, according to the thing we've seen, you'll be fine.
Perfect. That's what I needed.
That's all it needs, apparently.
Still feeling healthy, Dale?
Very healthy.
Good. And that will continue.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that you probably were exposed before. You are now exposed, but now you're fine because your hands have been washed.
I'll be avoiding Joe.
Yeah.
Stay away from Joe.
Stay away from Joe. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Dale.
Hello.
Right. Slight problem. People are texting in saying that we actually really did expose you to more germs than just the hands, didn't we, Chris? Because we'd...
Yeah, the idea of exposing you in the first place was that you would then wash your hands, sing happy birthday twice, you'd be absolutely fine.
Yeah, could you wash your face as well, please?
Yeah, I can go back over to the sink now.
Okay, do that. Sorry, Dale, we just forgot that it wasn't just hands.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to get ill now. There's no comeback on this, by the way, if you do. Sorry.
Yeah, and the plus side is, Dale, your hands will be completely clean anyway, so...
Thank you.
Love you, bye! We really need to think these things through a little bit more.
Scott Mills.
We are back on Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1.